Keating picks it up. Right side attack. It'll be dropped into the net, though. And an error will tie it up quickly here at 4-4. So Enix to serve it away again for Overton. The Eagles looking for their first lead early here in the first set. Outside attack. Driven across there by Shelby Terry. Overpass it. It's going to fall. Overton, a one-arm save of the back row by Madison Beavers, and nobody picked it up for Shelton. Just a little miscommunication, and Overton has now picked up four in a row. They've got their first lead, but they will now serve it deep and out of bounds. So just that quickly. Not wasting much time. The rallies so far have not been very long, and the girls are grabbing that ball and serving it up as quick as they can. Shelton to serve it away. Ashley Padgett set to the outside. Overton will drive it across there with Jewett. Picked up by the Bulldogs. They go outside to Terry. Off the block of Eklund. It comes over to Overton. Set it to Grace in the middle, but her attack is going to be wide to the right. And Shelton will pick up the point and regain the lead here at 6-5. Padgett, the 5'10 senior, one of only two seniors on this Shelton Bulldog team. Deep serve, but it's in. Overton was playing pretty far off the back line, and it sailed over their heads and dropped well inside the line for our first ace serve of the match belonging to Padgett. So 7-5, Shelton here with the early lead. This serve, though, catches the net, and so the ace is negated by the error, and right back over to the Eagles it goes, and Grace Eklund will serve it away. Four-year starter here for Coach Haley Ryan. And Eklund fires it down the middle, picked up there by Pleahall, stays in the back row. Standing spike back over to Eklund. Here's Enix with the set. She'll go to the outside. Overton on the attack with Miller, and Abby will put it down for her first kill. 7-7, first set. Again, there is plenty of action tonight. Kearney Catholic is hosting Hershey and Broken Bow right now at Cope Coliseum. St. Cecilia and St. Paul are over at Twin River tonight. Central Catholic and Aquinas are at Central City for a triangular. Plus Northwest Pius tonight. Grand Isle is at North Platte. Serve is overpassed. Free ball above the net. Overton's going to drive it down. Madison Beavers with her second kill. And Overton will take the lead for the first time at 8-7. And Eklund to serve it away again. Second lead, we should say. They had it at 5-4. Serve comes floating across. Set to the right side. The attack taken over by Shelby Terry. Eklund picks it up. And it'll have to be set across there by Jewett. Right back over by Shelton. It's a quick pass set to the right side, tapped over by the Eagles, down and good. Danny Jewett for the kill. Four in a row for the second time now for Overton, and they are up 9-7. Amanda Thover's team, fairly young for Shelton, the team that's been right at the top of the Twin Valley Conference and making it to the state tournament, but this year it's been a little bit of a struggle as Eklund service passed off the rafters and down it comes. It's going to be an ace for Grace. And makes it 10-7, and we'll have our first timeout. Timeout on the floor, Shelton. It's Overton 10, Shelton 7, opening set of tonight's Eagle Triangular on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
Out of the Shelton timeout, the Bulldogs had a passing error, so Overton picks up another point. They lead it 11-7 as we come back to action. Eagles go middle. Big swing by Beavers is dug out in the back row and kept alive by Pleahall. And then in the net, going to be called on Overton. So a good dig in the back row there to keep the point alive for Pleahall and Shelton, and they'll get the ball back on the side out. It's 11-8 Overton here in the opening game of our triangular as the serve floats across. Here's the set. Eagles go to the outside. Quick swing is down and good by Madison Beavers off the good set. Assist by Kinsey Enix, 12-8. See our first substitution here. Overton will bring Taylor Nicholas into the ballgame, 5'9 sophomore. And back to serve it away, Abby Miller. Want to let the folks know if you're driving over here in Amherst, I know you got a little bit of a shortcut, but there is some road construction on Highway 30 as they are repaving it down to a one lane. You might see up to 15 minutes if you catch the wrong side of the pilot car, as some of us did on the way over. Here's Overton on the attack. Driving it over will be Nichols. Shelton picks it up, goes to the outside. Nice kill down and good by Garcia. Juanita Garcia, the freshman, also rotates in, and she'll get a kill on her first swing. 12-9 Overton. Play the best of three tonight in the triangular. Three matches. Amherst and Shelton will play next, and then Amherst and Overton, the FKC rivals, will battle in our final match. Right now, though, it will be Shelton to serve it away, and Garcia takes it across. Here's the set right side. Beavers is there, drives it across to Lee Hall with the dig. To the outside, Abby will drive it across, and Overton will go back set right side. Taking it across there is Jewett, the sophomore. Shelton plays to the back row with the attack, and putting it down and good will be Ashley Padgett. First kill for Padgett. Utilizing the back row attack, making it 12-10. And Juanita Garcia will serve it away again. Thursday night, it's high school football. Both Overton and Shelton are into the playoffs, as is Amherst, so all three football teams will be playing. We'll tell you more about that in a minute as the serve comes across, set to the wide side, and the attack is going to be deep that time by Nicholas. And it's now 12-11. Shelton pulls it to one. The serve to tie it up here for Garcia. Goes far corner, beautifully placed. That's an ace. Juanita Garcia with the ace serve, and we are tied at 12. Second ace here by Shelton. And now a chance to regain the lead. Serve, same corner, and another ace. Boy, that's two really, really good serves up there by Garcia. Goes all the way to the back corner and trying to backtrack Jewett to go pick it up, but there's some tough serves to get to. Let's see if she stays with that spot. No, she's going to change it up, get it over to the libero and Chris Mitchell. Set middle, quick attack by Beavers. Dug out, overpass, free ball above the net. Tip is down and good by the Eagles, Taylor Nicholas. Kill, side out Overton, and we're tied again at 13. Danny Jewett now to serve it away for Overton. And Jewett serve right down the middle of the floor. Overpass, tipped at the net there. Oh, and Shelton saves it with Amber Harvey. Setter went up there and made sure it didn't go into the net. She redirects it down and good for the Shelton point, and the Bulldogs looking pretty good here so far. Served by Jessica Keening is across. Set right side attack, overswung into the net, Eagles. 15-13. It was 10-7 Overton, and now Shelton has went on an 8-3 run. To get up by two, the Eagles will sub. Here comes Alyssa Luke in the ball game. And the serve across by Keening again. Pass to the middle. Here's a good swing. Off the net. One arm up. Plea Hall, but it got out of bounds. And give the kill in the middle to Nicholas. Make it 15-14. Overton gets the ball back. And Grace Eklund re-enters the front row here for Overton. Serve floats across. Shelton sets to the outside. Plea Hall halves it across. The dig is made by Jewett. Set close to the net on the outside. Just tapped across. Returned quickly by Shelton. Little ping-pong action back over to the Bulldogs. Here is the set by Harvey. Outside attack, taken across. Plea Hall finds the corner. Shelton's getting some good angles right now, and there's not much of a block at the net. But that's not necessarily because they don't want to put the block up. The passing has been a little erratic, and you really don't know where Shelton's going to be at. And to serve it away will be Amber Harvey. Passes off the mark. Struggle for Overton. They watch the ball fall to the floor. Let's see what Coach Ryan does right here. Again, they dropped the pair. They went 1-2 on Saturday. Now, albeit some very good competition over at the Cozad Invite, where they lost to Gothenburg and Valentine and then beat Cozad. It is 17-14. Shelton to Eklund. Eklund will drive it across, picked back up by the Eagles. Set to Grace in the middle again. She'll roll it across. There's the dig made out by Amber Harvey. Outside attack, rolled across for the Bulldogs. Eagles, and there's the set tip across for the kill by Kinsey Enix. That's her second kill. And it's a side out for Overton, but they trail here in the first set, 17-15, at the hands of Shelton. And they'll send Nicholas back to serve it away, so she stayed in a while here. Good, strong serve. Plea Hall sets off the mark. All they can do is tap it across with Padgett. Set right side for the Eagles. They get a big swing by Enix, and it spins off the net and falls on the opposite side. A little break there for the hometown Eagles. Nicholas to serve it away again. Chance to tie it up here. 17-16, Shelton. And an ace serve 17 all right down the sideline. One of those you weren't sure whether you should play or not. And maybe that was part of the indecision on the pass. So Taylor with her first ace. Each team with a couple of ace serves here in the first set. 17-17 your score. You're listening to the Overton Triangular. Overton and Shelton, our first match here on Classic Hits. Doug Duda with you. As the attack by Shelby Terry is dug out by Dewitt, and then Eklund in the middle is wide and out of bounds. So Grace right now having some problems out there, just one kill and four or five errors so far for the senior. Side out now for Shelton, and checking out of the ball game will be Georgiana, and back in Jennifer Garcia, Juanita Garcia. Serve across. Overton sets to the wide side, and the attack is down and good by Abby Miller. It is 18-18, game one. And Kinsey Enix to go back and serve it away. She had a three-point run the first time she was up. Enix serve, a knuckleball right into the middle. Shelton able to pick it up there with Keening. And then the pass off the mark. No one could knock it over. And Overton regains the lead at 19-18. Enix serves it across right down the middle again to Keating. Set middle. Good look this time. Paget drops it over. Overpass by Overton, but then Shelton called for a lift. They wanted to go with the quick one there. Paget, she mistimed her jump, and it's 20-18 Overton. So the Eagles have turned it around in a hurry here. They are on a 5-1 run. Back set right side. Here's Terry across for the Bulldogs. Dig is made there by Beavers. Set right side, and Jewett takes it across. Picked up back row by Keating and set across by Shelby Terry. Free ball here. Overton set at the middle of the net. And Eklund uses her height to tip it down because the set is actually right over the top. And Grace Eklund will get her second kill. And that will force a timeout here by Shelton. It's been an up-and-down first set, but right now Overton on the run. They lead it 21-18. We're back after this.
The most recommended by far. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here at Overton. Don't forget all of our matches heard live, and then afterwards you can catch them on the podcast at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Out of the Shelton timeout, Kinsey Enix floats a very short serve that drops over the net for an ace, and now it is 22-18 in favor of the Eagles, and they are in command as Shelton at the attack air into the net. How quickly things change. It was 17-15 Shelton, now an 8-1 run. And Overton about ready to put the first set away, up 23-18. Overpassed here by Shelton, free ball by Overton, but then they make a bad pass. Middle attack, Grace Eklund rolls it across. The dig is made by Amber Harvey. Stays the back row and punched over. Set by Enix of Overton. Going to go to Eklund in the middle. She goes over the single block and gets her third kill. And it is now game point for Overton at 24-18. Seven in a row here for the Eagles. Safe serve is in. Here is the set dumped across there by the center in Amber Harvey, and good job by Overton just to pick it up and return it. It's quickly set back to him, so they go right side, driven across there by Jewett. Shelton saves, and they punch it over from the back row. Another offensive opportunity here for Overton on game point. They'll go to the outside. The attack driven across by Miller, dug out. Shelton has to pass it across with Garcia. Yet another free ball here. Now Eklund in the middle. It is going to be driven across one time back. And it's going to end up being dug out of the Overton net. Pass back over. Shelton sets back corner, but it's out of bounds. Great idea by Amber Harvey, but she was just a couple of inches long. And the long rally ends up with an Overton point and an Overton win here in the opening set. Overton 25 and Shelton 18. We'll be back with the numbers in a minute on Classic Hits.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to ClipperPubCo.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to ClipperPubCo.com for daily updates.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Let's take a quick rundown of the first set stats that I had. First off, for Shelton, Ashley Paget had 2 service points. One was an ace, 1 kill. Amber Harvey, 4 service points and a kill. Jessica Keating had a service point. Abby Fleehall had a kill. Juanita Garcia had 4 service points, 2 were aces, 1 kill. And Shelby Terry had 2 kills, 6 kills, no ace blocks, and 3 ace serves. For the Overton Eagles in the opening set, Kinsey Enix had 10 service points. One of those was an ace. She had 3 kills. Grace Eklund, 5 service points. One was an ace, 3 kills. Danny Jewett had a kill. Madison Beavers, 3 kills. Abby Miller, 2 kills. And Taylor Nicholas had 2 service points. One was an ace, 2 kills. 14 kills, no ace blocks, and 3 ace serves for the Overton Eagles. They take the opening set 25-18, and the second set is next on Classic Hits.
When America's farmers work together, they're part of something bigger. That's especially true when you work with your CHS Service Center, which shares its profits with producers like these.
Working with a strong farmer-built company helps me make a profit and build equity.
A cooperative and a farming operation working together will spell success.
They're here to assist us so that we can have a profitable farm.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Welcome back. The second set starting quickly here for Overton. They're going to pick up 2 points off the serve of Addie Fisher. 1 on a kill by Grace Eklund and 1 on a Shelton error. And now the soft serve clips the net and falls over for an ace. So Overton now with a quick start here. 3-0, second set. Kind of carrying that momentum over from the first set. Now Padgett gets a chance here for Shelton. Taps it across. Dig made by Enix. They'll send it back to Kinsey on the right side, and her attack is going to be deep and out of bounds. So Shelton picks up their first point here of the second set. 3-1 your score. Overton on top. They won the first set 25-18 after trailing 25-17. Shelton, Amber Harvey's going to fire an ace serve down there, and Shelton picks up their fourth service ace here of the match. Amber served 4 in a row the first time she was back there. Tries to get a couple back here. Overton sets middle for Eklund. Grace wide again. Been going to the right almost every time, and we'll see what Coach Haley Ryan tells her here, because they're not really getting much of a block up, maybe a single block, and Eklund's got a lot more room to work with than maybe she realizes. As the volleyball gets away, they'll track that down. Abby Miller will go back and serve it away here again for Shelton. Excuse me, Amber Harvey had the wrong number there. Amber Harvey serves it across, 3-3. Outside attack, Overton. That time they'll take it off the block, down and good. Abby Miller will get her third kill. Back to serve it away now will be Kinsey Enix, and she was having no problem serving that volleyball strong in the first set with 10 points, and it's passed across, free ball here, Overton. Enix, the center, goes right side attack this time, and it's going to be dumped into the net. There for the double block, should they need it, was Terry and Paget. But it's going to be an error, and Shelton will serve again, up 4-3. 4-4, excuse me. Serve across, overpassed, just got it across the net. And Shelton will set middle. Here's Paget off the single block. Good dig that time by Miller. Tapped across by Eklund, saved by Terry. Now Shelby gets his half swing on it. Rally going for Eklund in the middle. Overton drives it down the middle. It's picked up there by Keating. Set outside. Garcia into the net on the attack. Point for Overton. 5-4, and Eklund will go back and serve it away here. Nope, they're going to bring her out and let Brooke Christ Mitchell, the libero, serve. Strong down the middle and then dumped into the net there, trying to just set it over with Amber Harvey, and she never left her feet and just dumped it right into the net, so it's 6-4. Christ Mitchell serve right down the middle again, passed across, and nice job by Amber Harvey. There has not been a lot of fluid play so far in this match, but they are hustling all over the place to try and handle these serves. The passing has been off the mark. Back to serve it away now for Shelton, trailing 6-5, will be Ashley Patrick. Good strong serve into the corner, set to the outside. Big swing driven across there, and it is going to be overpassed but out of bounds. Overton gets the kill. Madison Beavers was almost too good of a swing because it immediately came sailing back over the Eagles' six defenders but fell out of bounds by just a couple of feet. Now coming in for Overton, Alex Carlson to serve it away. 7-5 Overton. They won the opening set 25-18 over Shelton. There's an ace serve for Carlson. 8-5 Overton looking for their 24th win of the season. They've played amazingly 27 matches already. These are the final two, though, and then sub-districts next week. We'll tell you about that a little bit as well. Serves across, Paget handles, set to the right side, Terry, over the double block, and good hustle in the back by Chris Mitchell, but they won't give it over, and Shelby Terry will get her third kill. More high school sports action coming up Thursday. Shelton football going to be hosting Elwood. Overton has to go up to Loup City. Kennesaw has Hayes Center. There's a quick set over to the right side. It's driven home by Madison Beavers, and that'll be her team-high fifth kill. Side out for the Eagles, 9-6. You're listening to High School Volleyball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Overton, Shelton, and the World Wide Web at PlantRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you on this Tuesday night. Serves across, overpass, right back to Shelton. Gives them some problems. They get it over, and it's going to work by the libero, Brooke Christ Mitchell. So she gets a kill, which is a rarity from the libero position. And a point on serve for Danny Jewett, and Jewett will serve it away again, up 10-6. Jewett serve. Across it comes to Pleahall. Set to the outside, Garcia over the block. Dugout back row by Chris Mitchell. Stays there, has to be passed across. Free ball here. Deep pass, though, is going to give Shelton some problems. Good up by Paget and passed across by Harvey. Free ball here again. Enix is going to set it up to the outside. Half tap down and good by Nicholas. And that'll be her third kill. So a 5-1 run now by Overton, and they are up by a score of 11-6. And Jewett will try and keep it going. Danny serve. Down the middle it goes to Paget. Set middle. Keating will float into the back corner, but it's deep and out of bounds, and the error will make it 12-6. Overton, and we will have a timeout on the floor by Shelton. Overton won the opening set 25-18, and they're leading game two 12-6. We'll be back in a minute.
Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain, is cutting the ribbon to great savings this Friday in Hastings. Dunham Sports has your favorite brand names at hard-to-beat prices, from golf to hunting and everything in between. You'll find it at Dunham's. Start saving on all your sporting good needs this Friday for the grand opening of Dunham Sports in the old Walmart building, North Highway 281 in Hastings. Dunham Sports, our big names bring you in, our low prices bring you back.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
As we come out of the Shelton timeout, we'll have an Overton service error. And so a side out here for the Bulldogs, and they're going to return the favor right back by serving it deep. So it's Overton 13 and Shelton 7. Overton win the opening set 25-18. Our high school football that's coming up on Thursday, we will be in Donovan. Donovan Trumbull hosting Ravenna at 7. Kearney Catholic will be hosting Central City at 7 on ESPN 1460. Blue Hill Kimball 5:30 kickoff on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Another Overton service error sending that one deep. So now it'll be Jessica Keating, and Keating's going to get the ace. So the last 4 points have all been on the serve, three errors, and now this ace for Keating. And it's now 13-9. This one safely across, but passed right above the net. Free ball, joust at the net. Enix is going to win that for Overton. Just not enough strength for net right there for Shelton. Playing timid. And, of course, with the way things have gone for them lately, you can understand why they just haven't had a lot of games go their way. And they were trying to make just an easy little block and got beat by Enix that time, but not this time. And Shelton will get it to the left wing, and Abby Pleahall will go up and get her second kill. So back and forth we go, and again, a lot of short points here in this opening match. 14-10 Overton, leading in the second set, but Shelton with the serve here, and Amber Harvey. Harvey floats it across. Overton goes middle. Enix hustles up there. tipped across. Excuse me, that is not Enix. That's Learlux that pushed it over. Free ball above the net for Shelton, driven over by Pleahall. Set to the outside. Overton drives it across for the kill. Abby Miller, and that'll be her fourth kill. So good distribution so far in the match here for the Overton Eagles. I've got five kills for Beavers, four for Miller, Eklund, and Enix. Three for Nicholas. And the serve by Enix, too short, and into the net it goes. So right back over to Shelton. Overton has had some real service problems here this last rotation. And Abby Pleahall now to serve it away. Pleahall fires it across, passed into the back row. It stays there, run down by Beavers, and a free ball across to Shelton. Shelby Terry tries to set it middle here for Padgett. Does, but Padgett on the attack here gives it right back to Overton, 16-11. And it will be Angel Learlux back there to serve it away. Excuse me, wrong number four. I apologize. Alyssa Bourbon serves it across. And it's an ace. No, it's going to clip the net and fall over. Thought it was going to hit the net and fall on Shelton's side. Instead, give the point to Amber Harvey. A little bit of bad luck that time for Overton. Shelton needed a break. Got one there. 16-12. And Ashley Padgett to serve it away. Into the corner to Chris Mitchell. Set to the outside. Good look here for the Eagles. And driving it home with a big authoritative kill is Madison Beaver. 17-12. Want to thank Jay Stair, the athletic director here at Overton, and the folks in Eagle Land, as always, for their hospitality, as Alyssa Luke will go back and serve it away. Stays in the back row for Shelton. Padgett will take a swing on it, gets it across here. Eagles have Enix to set. In the middle, it's Beavers again, and it's down again. Madison Beavers, seventh kill for the junior, and now Overton starting to pull away like they did in the opening set. It is 18-12. Luke trying to get after it again. The lefty fires that serve, clipped the net, across it comes. A couple of one-timers. Terry gets it back over. Now Overton is struggling, and they'll set it over. Right back at him by Terry. Out of system right now. The Eagles will set it across. Opportunity here for Shelton. Dumped across by the center. Good idea by Harvey, but it's picked up. Right side attack. Dumped across Jewett. Right back at him. This ball is again on Overton's side. Now they get a look by Beavers, but her follow-through is into the net on a big swing, and Shelton will pick up the point. Shelton doing a good job forcing the issue that time, just keeping the pressure on Overton, sending it back quickly every single time. Now back to serve it away will be Shelby Terry, trying to get
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton. LaserTech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. LaserTech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. LaserTech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With LaserTech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how LaserTech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cenex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cenex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
We apologize. There have been some technical issues back at our studio this afternoon that is knocking out the internet, and we are back here with you with the score 23-19. Overton leading Shelton, and now the attack on the outside, Terry, for the Bulldogs is going to be deep and out of bounds. So now it's match point for Overton. They won the first set 25-18, and they lead 24-19 here. Enix with the quick serve. Shelton with a high set to the middle. Padgett rolls it off the net and gets it down and good. So still alive here for the Bulldogs, 24-20. And it'll be Abby Pleahall to serve it across, but it's still match point here for Overton at 24-20. Pleahall serve safely in the middle to Beavers. Enix with the set. Middle attack going to go off the single block of Padgett. Picked up by the Bulldogs. Shelton goes to the outside to Garcia. Her attack is deep and out of bounds, and that will be the end of the match. Shelton falls to 5-19. Overton is now 24-4. A 25-18, 25-20 victory. Overton defeating Shelton here on Classic Hits, 98.9. Again, Shelton hung strong early on in both sets. In fact, in the first set, they were up by a score of 17-15. Before falling in that match, 25-18, a 10-1 run to end the first set by the Eagles. And here in the second set, it was 6-5 Overton, and then the Eagles went up 12-6. Shelton got as close as 4 points, but then late in the match got it to 22-19. That's as close as they could get, and the final score, 25-20, Overton. Now it'll be Shelton playing Amherst in our second match, and the final match will have Amherst taking on Overton. We'll take a break. Visco's post-game show when we come back.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Effort isn't always the difference. Maybe it's a matter of inches, a split second, feeling the comfort and confidence in your sports equipment. Coming soon, TM Sporting Goods. New to downtown Kearney, home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson Sporting Goods, and Diamond Sports. Along with Under Armour, experienced pros like Steve Marinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods. Coming soon on the bricks at 2217 Central. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Find them and like them on Facebook for pre-opening information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.